Hallelujah.
Come on, I got to make this journey.
Amen.
If the devil's not on your track, somebody's trying to turn you back. Hallelujah. Yeah. We just thank God, amen, today for being here. Amen. We just thank God for God being God. Amen. We divide for the Keith Rozier family in prayer as they travel. Amen. May they continue to stay in the will and grace of God. Amen. May God order their steps and lead them in the direction that He has them to go. Amen. We just thank God this afternoon that God is a God of circumstances. Amen. With God, there are no limitations. We're going to ask you to stand this afternoon for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the book of Micah. Somebody said, Micah, what is that? Isn't it? It's not a very popular book that we read, but the book of Micah. Amen. It's right behind the book of Jonah. Amen. And right before the book of Nahum. So we're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. And we'll be reading Micah chapter 7. Micah is one of the minor prophets. Amen. But a lot of the minor prophets dealt with probably issues of our day. Amen. The major prophets covered a whole lot. But the minor prophets got right to the meat of the matter, and that deals with some of the issues of our day. So we're going to read verses 1, and we'll conclude by reading verse 7 together of Micah. Do we all have it? If we have it, can we say amen?
Amen.
And for those that do not have it, it's on the screen. Let us start. Verse 1. Woe is me, fine as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the great gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrapped it up. The best of them is as a briar, and the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchment and thy visitation cometh, now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a God. Keep the door of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, and the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon for the reading of your word. Lord, we thank you for the service. Lord, we thank you for the saints of God and for those that have a mind to be here. Now, Lord, we ask you on this afternoon to speak to our hearts, our minds. Lord, create a stir in us. Lord, give us a mind through thy word and through thine anointing to stir up the gift of God. And for this, we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. And may be seated. Amen. Our thought would be coming from the verse 6. Actually, verse 7. Our thought would be coming from verse 7. And as we go through Micah, they explain, Micah actually gives the prophecy of these last days. When you read it, you see all of the cold-hearted murders and all of the catastrophes and events that are being perpetrated on man by man, and you see all of the dishonor and the breakdowns in the family. Micah was talking about this day that we live in. Amen. And I know most of us have some light. Amen. We have some challenges, some tests. But Micah says, therefore I will look unto the Lord. Amen. It doesn't seem like we know where our help is actually coming from. In light of everything that's happening about us, amen, as you heard, people are losing jobs and losing homes, losing cars. Recently, I believe one of the Hollywood, fell for he had incurable disease, and instead of trying to deal with the healing, he went and jumped off the bridge and committed suicide. All of that money, and they could not help him.
Amen.
Amen. But Micah said, therefore, I'll look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my
salvation.
Amen. Lord, whatever you're going to today, just keep waiting. Wait for the God of my salvation, for he will hear me. And our message this afternoon is, it's better to wait on the Lord. Amen. I don't know what you're going through. And I can be sure of one thing, because I know I'm going through some stuff today too. Amen. And when you're trying to figure it out on paper, amen, when you're trying to figure it out through our own mind and our own intellect, it just does not seem possible to come up with an answer or a remedy. But I believe it's better to wait on the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to put my hands in this. It's better to wait on the Lord. Now, I just want to, I'm going to hit and miss here a little bit, but let's go back to verse 5 of the 7th chapter. I'm going to go to verse 5, then we'll go to 2nd chapter, then I'll come back to Micah. Verse 5 reads, now, how many are going through something? I don't mind putting up my hands. Amen. Like I said, 1 week we got one call after another after another after another. It just seemed like we've been inundated with problems. Amen. Inundated with things unexpectedly. Amen. When we heard through our anniversary, we said, God is going to do a new thing. Lord, we were looking for a new thing, but a better thing. Amen. So God, indeed, he's doing a new thing, because in the midst of our adversity, in the midst of our troubles, God is still keeping us. Amen. In the midst of all that's happening about us, God is still keeping us. But you know, sometimes if you get to the point, we know God is there. But every once in a while, we seek a little extra assurance, that extra little boost, so we go to our friends and family. But Micah said, in the midst of all of this uncertainty, in the midst of everything that's confronting you, trust ye not in a friend. Amen. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Now, a friend would be a company friend, but a guide would be someone that you have close or intimately close to you. Someone that you may be dependent on. He said, and don't trust in that friend. And don't you put your confidence in a man. Or a friend or a guide, like I said, is someone that's intimately close. You know, we all got friends, but we all got a special friend. Michael said, in light of what you're going through, don't you put confidence in that man. Then he goes on to say the latter part, he said, keep the doors of my mouth. In the midst of what you're going through, he said, even guard the doors of your mouth from the woman that is in thy bosom. It's a moment of man. In other words, he said, even your spouse in this situation cannot help you. Hallelujah. So your friend can't help you. The one that's close to you can't help you. Amen. And even your spouse in this situation cannot help you. Now let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 13. And go to verse 3. I'm not going to read all of it, but 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 3. Trust ye not in a what? Friend. Amen. 2 Samuel verse 13. And we're going to go to verse 3. I'll start reading. Go to verse 1. Let me just read. I'll read this fast because it really is understanding. This is, Ammon is in a situation, but it's caused by his own lust. Amen. Ammon is oppressed and depressed because of the dictates of his flesh. So it says, and it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Now, Amnon was David's son. Absalom was also his son, so Absalom's sister would be his half-sister. This is how the mind can be messed up. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister, And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. So Amnon has an issue. Amnon has a problem. Amnon's problem is in his own house. Verse 3, read. Can you all stand after me? But Amnon had a friend. Come on, can we all stand together? But Amnon had a friend. Trust you not in friends. Amen. Amnon had an issue. His was a sin issue. But Amnon had a friend. You got to watch those friends that are in your life. Whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. So Jonadab was not only a friend, but he was a guy, he was a close associate because he was his cousin. All right, so he had a friend. He was close. He was his cousin. And Amnon was in a situation where he really needed direction. But the scripture, that part of the scripture says that Jonadab was a crafty individual. In other words, he was a conniver. He was a deceiver. So it was his friend, it was his cousin, it was someone that was close to him, but they were directing him away from the word of God and the truth. That's why I say, it's better to do what? Wait on God. Amen. You would think that because Amnon was his friend, and the Bible does say that a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. And the scripture says this, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Amen. Sometimes the people that we think are our friends really aren't our friends. Amen. The ones that when we are in a quandary or we have to make a decision and need direction and we need help, we don't need craftiness. Amen. We don't need deception. We don't need anyone to guide us away from God, away from the truth of his word. But we need someone that's going to be close and wound us if we need it. Amen. Today we want everybody that's going to tell us everything we want to hear. But the last portion of that scripture said, but the kisses of an enemy, they are deceitful. So faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Brothers and sisters, if you ever see me going the wrong way, I don't need a kiss. I need you to tell me something to help me. Amen. I need you to help me stay on the right path. I don't need you to pat me on the back. Don't feel sorry for me, because if I die and go to hell, your comforting won't help me there. So if you ever see me going the wrong way, I ask you and I give you permission, be a friend. Wound me. Tell me the truth. Tell me something that's going to keep me in God's will. Tell me something that's going to keep me with the mind of God. Don't deceive me with a whole lot of false promises and kisses, but keep me on the right path.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says that a friend loveth at all times. Amen. Anybody got a real friend? Well, a friend loveth at all times. So, you know what? Sometimes when I was growing up, I had some friends, but I thank God they would always tell me the truth. You don't need anybody when you're messed up to mess you up worse.
Right.
You don't need anybody when you're going the wrong way to lead you in a worse way. So, I think it's better to wait on the Lord. Amen. It's better to wait on God. And the psalmist put it in these terms, David, when he was going through one of his low points. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, meaning God is my source of deliverance.
Right.
God is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? David said, David went on to say, but there is one thing that I desire, your belief in God. He said, for in the time of trouble.
Yes.
Anybody got a little bit of trouble that's happening in life? Come on, anybody, come on. Give God a wave offering. Get up and give God some praise. Praise your great glory. Praise your great glory. Anybody got a little trouble? Hallelujah. He said, in the time of trouble. That's why. I'm going to jump around, but I'm going to stay in 27 for a minute. Is that right?
Go.
David said, I'm in a situation that my situation is so bad. My mother and my father have forsaken me. I mean, the bottom has fallen out. I don't have no help. I don't have no strength. And I don't have a source. He said, when my mother and father forsake me, the reason I keep my confidence in God. At that time, the Lord will take me up. Amen. Your confidence is in the wrong thing. You're trusting in someone that can't even help themselves.
All right.
But when our confidence is in God, the Lord will. I say the Lord will. David goes on to say, Lord, teach me thy ways. Lord, my whole mindset is so messed up. I can go and ask my best friend. I can go to one of my relatives. I can go to my mother, my father. I can ask, you know, my best buddy, what? I need some help. David said, but Lord, teach me thy ways. Then Lord, ask you to teach me. I give you permission to lead me in a plain path. In other words, Lord, don't mess me up. Lord, don't confuse me. Lord, don't let me see one thing when you're trying to show me another. Make the vision, write the vision, and make it plain. David said, lead me in a plain path. This afternoon, saints, we need to get a hold of God. Whatever you're going through, say, Lord, dear Lord, I come, and I'm not holding back. I've been trying to fix it my way for too long. Dear Lord, I come and I'm not withholding nothing that I have, but Lord, one desire. David said, lead me in a plain path. Then he tells why it's better to wait on the Lord. He said, I had fainted. Anybody at the brink of faith? Anybody at the brink of almost giving up? Anybody at the brink of saying, Lord, where are you? Lord, have you forsaken me? Lord, have you forgotten me? He said,
I'll have fainted unless I believe to see the. I don't want to see it when I get on the other side, because I know over there is nothing but goodness. But he said, I want to see the goodness of the Lord while I'm alive right now. Amen. I want God to move on my behalf right now. He said, I want to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, wait, I say. I said, wait, I say. Wait on the Lord. Amen. Micah gives a very clear description of life today. Amen. He said, many times your enemies are those of your own household. Those that you know, there's some people in our lives that we thought would be with us all the way. Amen. Never thought they'd turn up, their back on us and would always be a support system. But for some reason, they have let us down. You know, when you're growing up, there's some people that you get really close to. Amen. And you develop a bond and they almost feel when you're going through something, and then all of a sudden those same people that you counted on the most let you down. Amen. And then when they let you down, it's almost like somebody took a knife and cut your heart out. You're looking and wondering, God, what did I do? Did I do anything wrong? Lord, are you angry at me? Lord, have you forsaken me? Lord, have you forgotten me? Because the trial is so severe, we don't know where our help is coming from. Well, Micah says, you cannot trust the friend. Don't trust that close relative. Don't trust that God. Amen. Don't even trust your spouse. This is a dark case, and the only one that can help or deliver you is God. Right. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And you still got to watch those good friends. Amen. There's some people that say, well, you know, what do you keep going to church for? When they ask you what do you keep going to church for, there's time for you to go. I said, when they ask you what do you keep going to church for, there's time to do what? You're just too involved with that God stuff. What other reason do we have to be alive?
Right.
If it was not for the Lord on my side, if God had not been my sustainer, if God had not been our keeper, if God had not kept back the death angel, if God had not made out of ways out of no way,
where would you be? You don't need that familiar friend. Jesus talks about that familiar friend. He said, you know, it wouldn't have been bad if it was an enemy that reproached you.
Right.
Jesus said, it wouldn't even have been bad if it would have been one of my worst people in my life that turned their back on me. But he said it was a familiar friend. You got to watch some friends that we have in our lives. Amen. Anyone that knows that you're going wrong and continue to lead you that way, you don't need them. Amen. You don't need that kind of friendship. But I need a friend that's going to tell me the truth. Can I get a real amen?
Amen.
Our problem today is too many of us are depending on man more than God. Don't trust a friend. Amen. Don't trust the book of Psalms, the 118th vision of Psalms says, don't put confidence in princes.
Right.
Don't put confidence in the president. Don't put confidence in your lawyer. Don't put confidence in any man, but our confidence must be in God. The psalmist said, the reason I don't trust a man, he said, because when I got to my worst point, when I cried out, the Lord heard me. Amen. You know, if you're not careful, you'll be in some situations when you start crying out and you expect somebody to be there, you'll still be by yourself, you think. Amen. But I heard somebody testify a little earlier. I don't remember who it was. They said,
She said she's by herself. God said, I'll never leave you. You know, some things you need to get excited about. God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I'm with you.
Always.
I'm with you.
Always.
Hallelujah. So you think you're by yourself. Amen. I was driving down the street. I almost had an accident, but God. Hallelujah. I was driving around one street and they were shooting on the other street, but God. Hallelujah. The fire was coming. It burned every house. It jumped over my house, but God. There's not a man that can do what God can do. A lot of us, as I said this afternoon, we have some lamentable moments in our lives. The book of Lamentations was the prophet Jeremiah, and he looked over the ruin of the city.
Right.
Sometimes we look back over our life and all we can see is ruin. We don't see anything good. We don't see anything positive at all. When we look back over our lives and see some of our failures, I'm guilty too. I look back all the time and say, Lord, what did I wait so long for? Why did I wait so long to trust you? But as Jeremiah looked over the ruin from the past, he said, I am a man that has seen affliction by the rod of God. Amen. My situation is so bad, my God. It seems like you have abandoned and forsaken me. Lord, I know your word, and I know the songs, and I know the hymns, and I hum them and I sing them, but still something down inside of me seems like you've forsaken me. Lord, I stand on the word, and it said, if we just ask anything in your name by faith, you'll do it. Lord, I've been asking, but it has not changed. Lord, I've been calling out to you. Lord, the times when I was smiling, and you know my heart was crying out for help, God. I was need some kind of assurance. Anybody need some assurance that God is still with you? Hallelujah. Well, Jeremiah said, I'm a man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He goes on to say, daily I was there in derision and their song day and night. What he was saying, he said, I was a laughing stock. All of my unsaved friends said, oh, if church is all that, I don't need church. They laughed at me, and then they finally, Jeremiah, they said, where is thy God? Anybody feel like you're out on an island all by yourself? People are looking at you, they're laughing at you, and daily they're taunting you, saying, where's God? You've been talking all of this faith and God stuff, now where's God in the midst of your trial? Jeremiah went on to say that when I remember my affliction, when I remember, listen to this, when I remember my affliction, when I remember the misery, when I remember the wormwood, when I remember the gall, Jeremiah was saying this situation is horrible. Amen. It's the worst. It's the pits. It can't get any worse. Amen. He said, but then I recall this to mind. Hallelujah. Come on. It was God. It is of the Lord's mercy that we have not been consumed. Why? Because his compassions. God is a compassionate God. Now listen, even some of the greatest men of God, they mess up. But God's compassions fail not. Sometimes when we mess up and we say, well, I just can't go to church and I can't present myself before God. His compassions fail not. Don't can take you away from God even when you mess up. God is compassion. His compassion fail you every morning. Hallelujah. Lord, I messed up for the last 20 years. Today is a new day. So because today is a new day, you got new mercy. You got new grace. And most of all, you got some new compassion. He's in it every morning. And if you don't believe it, he says, great. I said, he said, great is thy. I said, great is thy. Amen. Everybody else can let you down. But I believe it's better to wait on the Lord.
Right.
Other people might tell you something that you didn't want to hear, but I still believe it's better. Well, what do you do when I wait? I'm just going to wait. I'm going to be still. I'm going to be still so that I can hear God speak to me. In my quiet moments, I need to hear a word from the Lord. Jeremiah goes on to say, the Lord is my portion.
Right.
Amen. I don't know what you're going through, but God is compassionate and God is faithful. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. I will hope in him. It might be bad. The bottom might have fallen out, but keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. He said, it is good for us to wait on the Lord and to seek his face. How many know it's good to wait on the Lord? How many know it's good to just seek his face? How many know it's good to wait to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Did Jeremiah go on to say in Lamentation? Now I'm quoting a whole lot of stuff. Alright, he goes and says, it's good that we both patiently and quietly wait for the salvation of God. In other words, there's no use in going and echoing on the mountaintops. It's time to quietly wait for the salvation of God. It's time just to be still and to know that he's God. I don't know what you're going through, but I can guarantee you God knows what you're going through. You don't know what I'm going through, but God knows. That's why the songwriter said, you don't know like I know. Hallelujah. You can't tell him like I can what he's done for me. Let us stand as the ministers come forward. You can't tell him like I can what he's done for me. It's better this afternoon to wait on the Lord. Isaiah said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that is nothing like waiting on God. The problem is, a lot of us are running when God wants us to be still. When the children of Israel got to the Red Sea, and instead of them waiting quietly on the Lord, they begin to murmur and complain and tell Moses, Moses, better than we stay back in Egypt. God said, stand still, be still, and see the salvation of God. We don't need to keep running. You don't need to run away from your problem, amen. It's time to rest in Jesus. In your time of troubles, he will hide you in the pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle.